The government of Barbados is still to spell out its plan of action in light of the damage that cruise ships have done to this country's coral reefs over the period that many of them were anchored off the country's coast, at a time when many other countries were rejecting them because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Center for Resource Management and Environmental Studies at the University of the West Indies estimates that nearly 4 million square meters of coral reef was damaged between March and September last year. Asked about the matter on the weekend Brass Tacks program, Minister of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Kerry Simmons said he didn't think the ships could or should be allowed to go scotch-free.
And I would imagine that the relevant authorities would have to be dealing with the cruise ships on that. I personally am not aware, because I have not seen the University of the West Indies report on the extent of the damage to COVID, to the reefs. I can say to you, though, that throughout it all, there has always been an understanding that the cruise ship industry would be in a position of indebtedness to Barbados for the facilitation that we have offered them. And now is the time for us to have those type of conversations, which will allow for us not only to talk about the repair or the cost of the... I'm trying to, because you can't properly repair a reef, but the cost of what the damage might be to the reef in terms of compensation. But I think an even more important discussion has to be the role that Barbadian young people now can play on board cruise ships and within the cruise line industry as a form of employment.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, could also shed no new light on the matter.
The Ministry of Maritime Affairs gave a preliminary assessment. I haven't seen the CRME's report, but as Minister Simmons said, we have been working with the cruise lines to be able to address the matter. But I don't have an idea of cost, so I really don't know what that is.
Can I refresh?
Given the importance of tourism to this country's economy, isn't this something that should be given priority?
No, it has received priority. The challenge is that the Wendy's assessments were being done. To my knowledge, I know that the Coastal Zone Management Unit has been monitoring it, and the extent to which the cost of the damage to the reefs were either done by the cruise ships or were already there is still within some doubt, if you like. But the reality is, Dave, is that whatever the issues are in terms of our environmental sustainability, and let me just piggyback on that particular point, because you would recall that as part of what we were trying to contemplate post-debt restructuring was to be able to deal with our marine management space using a debt financial swap, which we've been unable to execute because the bonds are still trading at a premium. And so I know that within the context of the marine spatial plan, which is being executed by the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Blue Economy, that certainly the Ministry of Finance will obviously participate in that exercise. So whether it is any repairs to the reefs, but certainly in terms of broadening the scope with respect to what we do with our marine space to allow young Barbados to be able to participate fully, that is really where a lot of our focus will be.
But another panelist on the program, Dawn Marie Armstrong, said this.
The damage that was caused has been estimated in excess of $2.1 million. And the CRME's benefit analysis highlighted that the fees that were collected during that time were netted to be around $275,000. So when you weigh up the damage against the meager earnings that came into the country as a result of the docking of these ships, for a commodity now that cannot be replaced, I would say that the government has failed this country, not even just in something that we have essentially depended on since the beginning of time, but have recognized now that there is no way that this damage could be repaired. I think that it speaks a lot to policy again and what we value as a country, because it seems as if we are always squandering to bend and to allow ourselves to be used for the sake of foreign exchange or for the sake of a dollar.
Dawn Marie Armstrong, this has been Sagicor's Early Business. Listen to Down to Brass Tacks at 10 o'clock this morning to hear the Minister of the Blue Economy on this matter.